Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Yudalit in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Dalit. We're starting in the top of the Amud in the fourth line. Kimad Teimo Gabe Kotzir Dovor Shli Kitosoi Ka'achas V'Chav V'Peo. We learn regarding a harvest that what is Chav V'Peo? Only Dovor Shli Kitosoi Ka'achot mean? Only something which you gather at once, not something that the harvest takes a few stages. And we add other rules that we need. Says the Gemara, if so, say the same thing by a worker. We know that the rule is, the Torah tells us, that when a worker is working in the field, he can eat while he's working. So maybe we'll have the same requirement that you have by payel, you will have also by payel, and the worker cannot take unless it's lakitos kechos, unless it's machnisu lakiyum. Maybe all these requirements are there as well. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yoino Shanyi. The answer is, Dichtiv katavto melilois biadecho. Afilu medova she'enu lekium. It says you're going to take melilois. What's melilois? Something that you're moila, that you rub and you don't keep it. You eat it right away. So you see that one of the requirements of peyo is not applicable over here, because it says, katavto melilois biadecho. It means there's got to be something which is mechniso lekium, something that you keep for a while. And therefore, that will be the same halacha regarding all the other requirements of peyo that they don't apply to a poyel. The Gemara goes on and says, it quotes the Mishnah that says hatamarim, the dates, is something which is chayav peyo. Sigma Tanya Byse Byudoimer Roitve Tamarim is a type of dates. Pturim in a peyo. You don't have to do peyo from there. Why? Meaning when you harvest, when you cut off the fruit, you do it in different stages. The first one you do earlier than the last one. You don't wait for everything to ripe at the same time, and then you cut off the tree at once. So meaning it's not likitos kechos. Says says good. What is the reason Rabbanon that argue? The Marapulda says that Smashra the Rabbanon argue because the it says Tanya Bisa Abudo. Meaning it's a special, he's its own shita. It's a shita's yochit. Why Rabbanon argue? Or according to the Reb Chaim, the Girsa is kulam matilim se'or basachas, meaning they all have the process of being ripe starts when they become se'or. Se'or means that they start inflating and open up like the se'or, like the east. So when they get to that stage, that's the beginning of their ripeness. That's the beginning when they're ready to be harvested. So even though you leave them on the tree for longer, but because they're already starting the process together, then it's fine. This is different than figs, that each fruit it ripes and is harvested at different times. There's no connection between them. Here, because the beginning of the process starts together, even though the actual harvest that comes at different stages, it still gets it to be lekitos kechod, because that beginning of that process comes together. Says the Gemara of Yitzchok ben Chulko, Reb Shu ben Levi, Tarvayu Namin, they both say, Kulkos is a type of vegetable. Has a din ke yerek, the Reb Chaim, based on the Goyin, changes the kirsa from le yerek to ke yerek. Has a din of a vegetable. For what purposes? Le maestris, regarding the inyan of maestris, that you go based on the time of lekito, when you take it off the ground, and now with the time of chanoto, when they become ripe. Ve le shvis, regarding shmita, that also the time of shmita is based on lekito, like a vegetable. Ve le peyo, that doesn't have to put peyo the same way vegetables potter and peyo. Vele bikurim, there's no din bikurim in it, but like any other vegetable, there's no bikurim in vegetable. Ule nedorim tzricho. But regarding nedorim, when a person says doesn't want to eat vegetables, is he including also kulkas or not? We're not sure, because we go there based on loshem neodom, how people speak. It's not so clear when people talk about kulkas, do they refer to it as a fruit, or do they refer to it as a vegetable? We're holding in Yudal Damud Beis, starting Halacha Hei. Zok de Mishnah. Lo yilo mu noisen mishum peyo u poiter potru min ha-maisres ad she-yimrach. So Mericho is the end of the process of the harvest. Once they cut off all the grain, they put it together in a pile, they clean it up, and then they set it up in a nice way. They put a type of a structure to this pile. That's called Mericha, and that's the moment that there's a chiyuv of Trumas and Maestras. So the Mishnah says, you give peyo before you finish the harvest, right? As they're cutting off the field, they leave the corner for the peyo. So for, you always give payo, and there's no din maisris until there's miricha. Once there's miricha, there's already obligation of maisris. Once obligation of maisris starts, you can't get rid of it by giving payo. V'noitel min agoyin v'zereya upotu min amaisris achi marach. Also, a person could take from this pile while he's harvesting and filling up the pile, as long as he didn't get to miricha, he didn't get to that form that you do, that you set up nicely. You, if he takes from that pile and wants to go and plant it again, there's no chi of maisers yet, because there was no miricha. Miricha is when maiser starts. Umachil lebehemo lechayav l'oifis upotu min amaisers atchehim rach divrei Rabbi Akiva. In addition, a person can feed his animals and there's no chi of maiser until there's a miricha once you have the obligation. By human beings, as the Mefarshim point out, it depends. If he's eating achilas arai in nam kavod dekachilo, so then he's also potur min ha-maiser. But if he's doing a kviya seudo, so then he's not potur min ha-maiser. The Mishnah goes on and says, koyin ve-levi shelokhu sagoyrin ha-maiser shelahem achi imorchu. Meaning, a koyin and a levi that buy a field, that buy a harvest. So if they buy it after the miricha, once the process ended, so Chazal were goes on them, they should not take the true and maizes for themselves, they should give it out to other Kohanim and Levim. Why? Because then what will happen is that every Kohen and Levi will try to do a deal and buy the food before everybody else and get a better deal, because he's going to earn the Trumas of Maizes. So therefore they said, you buy a Goyren, you must give Trumas of Maizes. But that's only after Miricho. If he bought it before the miricha, before the process starts, so then there's no problem and there's no obligation for him to do truas or maisus. And now we have an opposite case. So the din is, if the something that belongs to Hegdish, it's potter bin amaisus, but only once as a miricha. So if something belonged to Hegdish, someone gave his field to Hegdish, and they didn't do miricha yet, the gizbor did not do miricha, gizbor is the one who's in charge from Hegdesh to do it. So then if he bought it back, he needs to do Maisus. But if it was a miricha was done by the gizbor, meaning before he took it back, and that was still belonged to Hegdesh, so then he's part of a Maisus going forward. Says the Gemara, Lo ilo munoise. Abyeisi, Rav Yaakov, Azavdi, B'shem Avohu, Rav Nechemio, Bar Mar Ukvo, Numatio, B'shem Yichanon. They say the following. Hifrish bikurim mikri memuroch, patu mitruma gedoilo. Says Bikurim is different than Peyo. Peyo, once there's an obligation to do Trumas and Maisus, you are obligated to do Trumas and Maisus. And if someone took Peyo after the Miricha, he needs to give Trumas and Maisus from the Peyo. But Bikurim, even though usually Bikurim comes at the beginning of the harvest, but if someone waited and did Bikurim only later, that Bikurim, whatever he gives to Bikurim, is Paptor from Trumas and Maisus. Omav Chagai Komei Rav Yosi, Mastiso Amokim, who are we learning from our Mishnah? Peyo, he's potter until he does miricha. Sounds from here, Mundaf Tizval Mundalef. Hai mireya chayov. Mashri, if he did miricha, now he's obligated in peyo. Masheinken, be, the agirso the Chaim brings over here, Masheinken be bikurim. Bikurim, we don't say that. Only by peyo, you say that if you did miricha, now the peyo is obligated in trumas ha-maisers. But Bikurim is different. Bikurim, there's no obligation to Rishavaisus even after a person did a Miricha. Now, in this daf, the Gemara is going to ask, how do we know that Bikurim is different than Peyo? But with this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Peyo, daf Yudalit.